With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Texas parents are posting photos of their daughters and pleas for information as some two dozen young ladies from an all-girls Christian summer camp remain missing after floods tore through the state's south central region. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick.
Bodies have been found, some in cars that were washed down upstream that came down into the area. Some are adults, some are children. Again, we don't know where those bodies came from, and was it from a camp, or was it from one of the many homes that are all along the Guadalupe River? We just obviously don't know that at this time.
The death count has now reached 27. President Trump touting the benefits of his so-called Big Beautiful Bill at the White House yesterday, among them a break for American car buyers.
You buy a car, you borrow money, you're allowed to deduct for income tax purposes your payment of interest, you're allowed to deduct it. It's never happened before, so run out and buy a car. But I have to tell you, it's only good, Mike, if it's made in America. If it's made in another country, you don't get it.
Legislation extends Mr. Trump's 2017 multi-trillion dollar tax cuts and cuts Medicaid and food stamps by $1.2 trillion, where it actually gets rid of a lot of fat. It also provides for massive increases in both defense spending and immigration enforcement. Russia launching more than 500 drones and missiles overnight across Ukraine, the largest aerial assault since the war began. Capital of Kyiv, the primary target. Authorities say one person was killed and 26 others, including one child, were injured. Hours after the barrage, Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky had a very important phone call, he said, with President Trump. This is SRN News. Well, a new poll compares the United States to...
About 70% of Americans say they are religiously affiliated, and that's a lot more than most other rich industrialized nations, but far behind the mostly Muslim countries, according to the Pew Research Survey. We are middle of the pack when it comes to daily prayer. We do it more than our European neighbors, but less than people in Africa, Asia, and the Middle East. The U.S. is near the top of the heap, though, when it comes to believing in an afterlife. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Iowa has become the first state to remove so-called gender identity from its civil rights code under a law that took effect this week. That means transgender residents are no longer part of the special protected class. The law also defines male and female based on biological reality and removes the ability for people to change sex designation on their birth certificate. Also taking effect are provisions in Iowa's budget that say Medicaid recipients no longer covered for sex change surgery. This is SRN News. What an unbelievable and historical discovery. A volunteer has found the Holy Grail of abolitionist-era Baptist documents in Massachusetts. Correspondent Ron Taylor has more on this amazing story.
A volunteer searching the archives of the American Baptist in Massachusetts has found a nearly 180-year-old document shedding light on the church's support for ending slavery. The 5-foot-long scroll is a handwritten declaration signed by 116 New England ministers saying they disapprove and abhor the system of American slavery. The document was signed 2 years after the issue of slavery prompted Baptists in the South to break away and form the Southern Baptist Convention. Church officials consider the scroll one of the most important abolitionist-era Baptist documents. It was discovered in a storage room in Groton, Massachusetts. Ron Taylor reporting.
This is SRNNews.com.